This is the Triangle's Afternoon News with Rick and Donna Martinez.
Joining us now is Councilman Steve Rao, who is insistently bothering us and telling us how wonderful life is in Morrisville, where he serves the people of Morrisville.
Hey, that's not your job, okay?
You know, we got this going on. Yeah, yeah, Steve. Okay, fine. He is also a big shot with a group called New American Economy, which basically advocates for issues of legal immigration. And I have to tell our audience that he came into the studio in a Hamilton t-shirt, and he's got a ball cap that says, "We the People." Now, do you realize that you have on the side of your hat a Betsy Ross flag? Did you know that, how impressive that was when you bought it?
I did not know. And also, the other thing, the shirt I bought said the United States of Philadelphia. So there might have been some mistakes made at the store in Philly when I was taking my daughter to college tours. But anyway,
All right,
great to be here as always.
Thank you.
You know, let's talk about, you know, of course, you know, the big thing on the border and so forth. And you've been hearing everyone talk about, you know, people drinking out of toilets and all that sort of thing. But, you know, the reason that the people are here is that they're claiming asylum, and you guys actually have done some work and some research on claiming asylum in America.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've always for streamlining our immigration process, and we want to make sure that the United States is a place for anyone that wants to live in freedom and make a good life for themselves. But I think a lot of the issues that we're dealing with today are what's going on with asylum. Rick, if you look back traditionally, asylum was created after World War II when Jewish refugees were being persecuted because of their identity and they were coming into the United States. So, about 75% of asylum seekers get granted asylum, but the criteria has to prove political persecution, that because of your religious beliefs or political identity, you're not safe in your country and you have to apply for asylum. Today, there's 162,000 pending cases, which is a 240% increase since 2014, and over 300,000 additional cases. So it takes 700 days for one case, you know, which is a lot of time. So there's a huge backlog. So one issue, I think, as we talk about resources and we talk about building walls, we need to streamline our immigration process by having more judges and more courts for dealing with asylum, but also clarifying for the citizens out there, there's a difference between asylum and immigration. So immigration is the process you have to go through to come to America, to get a work permit, to work. And then asylum is coming for political reasons.
Well, could you explain that to our congressman? Because I think it's been relatively clear as to what the criteria for asylum is. And as you stated, it's also in international law as well as U.S. policy through the State Department. It's pretty clear. But yet now you're saying, you know, I'm watching congressmen get on television and saying these people are fleeing poverty. These people are fleeing, violence in their country. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't think that qualifies.
Well, I think that's a good point, Rick. I mean, we need to better identify what that criteria is. What is it? Two things or three things? What kind of poverty? I'm not saying. I mean, we want people to come in to this country if they're being, you know, threatened to be slaughtered or persecuted. We're Americans. We're going to do the right thing. But I think that's the question at hand is we're not identifying those criteria. And I think it's confusing to combine asylum within immigration. And so you have this continuing issue of people coming in. And the irony, politically, you know, I'm taking off my elected official hat as a commentator. What's interesting is that I think that the longer this debate goes on, it could be helping President Trump, because I think Trump is trying to say that we have to increase the criteria of coming in.
From what you've observed, is the asylum process of the United States being abused?
I don't know whether I could say it's being abused. I just think that we have to, as a country, have to better identify what those laws are and what those criteria are for people before they get on a ship or a plane or walk over the border. And that's one problem that we have. And the second is we've got to make sure that some of these children are here through no fault of their own. And I don't believe that we should have, you know, situations where they're not changing diapers for 2 weeks and they're not, you know, we're all mothers and fathers. We have nephews and nieces. And so to me, I don't think the United States, I'm not implying this, but what I'm afraid of is that it could be used as a political wedge to say, well, we're going to make the conditions so bad that you're not coming in here. And I don't think we should do that either, right?
You know, so. You have devoted a lot of time and effort for legal immigration. New American economy is basically trying to get skilled workers into the United States for the benefit of the American economy and so forth. And there's no secret that the American education system is not producing enough people in the STEM fields, engineers and scientists, and particularly medical, you know, folks as well, as which is important as we're getting older. Is it frustrating for you to see basically immigration, illegal immigration, kind of one, suck all the oxygen, political oxygen, and number two, now you're getting people who are just kind of conflating things?
Yeah, it is very frustrating because I think, you know, what's frustrating about this is that we've talked for, you know, a long time about all the economic benefits of immigration, and I think sometimes what's good for the tech worker may not be so good for the unskilled worker that's coming in that still can provide economic value, particularly in agriculture, farming, yeah. restaurants, retail.
Yeah.
I think one solution might be allowing them to come in. One thing the new American economy has said is having more of a work permit process,
yeah.
where people can come in for 6-7 months, make a living for themselves, and then go back and then come back.
Yeah.
Some kind of a streamlined process. But right. to answer your question, it is frustrating because, you know, when we get when you hear some certain congressmen say you have to speak English to come into America, well, let's remember that Sergey Brin didn't speak English. He was from Russia, and he started Google. Mm. And what would the world be like without Google today? You know,
a lot harder.
Yeah, a lot harder.
Yeah.
And so we want the Sergey Brins of the world. They may be here, and Sergey Brin may not be a technology guy. He may be a kid, a dreamer coming in.
Oh, yeah.
That could come into our community college system at Wake Tech RTP, and you know, get a great job, career,
yeah.
right? So,
yeah.
I think it's just an interesting time and very confusing time, and we need to just make sure we're doing what we can using our media to educate people about the facts and how we come up with a solution.
We've been talking with Steve Rao. He is a councilman for the town of Morrisville, and he also is associated with New American Economy. Now, Steve is going to stay with us, and we're going to tell you about something really special that is going on in Morrisville right now. And every time Steve is here, he has something to fill in the blank to that to that statement.
Fill in the blank.
this appearance, it's cricket, though. It's kind of interesting.
Ooh, yes.
What's happening in Morrisville. So Steve Rao is going to stay with us.